to the September 2024 episode of In the Distance Oblivious Playlist Podcast. I'm here with a listening ear of Big Al Hammond.
I'm here with the sexy and danceable Phoebe Fowler. And every month we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. Our podcast is an actual recording of our odd and ritual-filled ceremony that we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's pretty much unscripted, just two random people sitting around talking about music and what we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music taste.
So Phoebe, I have bad news. I just got off a Zoom call with the In the Distance Oblivious Board of Governors, and they have made the somewhat controversial decision that anyone, unfortunately, is going to take a one vote penalty anytime they forget to bring Frank to the ceremony. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Phoebe has again forgotten to bring Frank the Wonder Monkey.
I mean, it's three strikes, you're out, right? This is probably at least my third time, so I cannot go against the board's decision on that.
And like we've kind of gotten worse at making fake monkey noises, too. Like, we tried to make one while we were marching in here.
Yeah, what was I making? And what was that?
And Phoebe sounded more like a crow than a monkey, but...
Call.
Yeah, that is not, there's nothing monkey-like about that, Phoebe. I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome to September.
Yes,
summer is winding
to
a close. The air is cooler, it's less humid.
That's false fall, though.
It is false fall.
Don't believe it.
We will have more heat and humidity yet to come.
And hopefully more, slightly warmer for our next camping trip.
But always, we bring you wonderful, hot, exciting music, wonderful chill vibes, wonderful autumnal relaxation. I think you're excited about this playlist.
I am excited about this playlist. Initially, I was kind of on the fence, and now I think I put too many good songs in this month.
Yeah, so I think we both did. We have more songs than we can pick from.
I was going over my songs. I was like, oh, there's seven I want in here. Uh-oh.
Yep. Do you have any kind of a prediction about how you will do?
This could definitely just be a toss-up. I could be right on the mark or completely off, you know? Mm-hmm. A rough estimate, I will probably get... Either I'm going to get 7 right or 10 right,
I think we're both going to do quite well.
Yeah?
I think we're both going to get 8 or 9.
Okay.
It's a question of whether one of us wins by one or whether we tie.
Right.
And I believe I do currently have the squirrely ball.
You do have the squirrely ball of confusion. You have the possession arrow.
Yes.
So if we tie, you will win that round.
Yes.
Do you have a prediction? What did you think of your songs, my songs, any of it?
I sort of had a theme.
Okay.
Which you may or may not be able to guess.
All right.
And I think I started out liking mine a lot and then sort of changed my mind. I don't think this is the strongest month I've ever had.
Right.
But I think both of us have... a few really, really, like, greatest hits worthy songs.
There's two of yours that I'm like, whoa, we might have to revisit that one.
But I think overall, I think both of us have some good songs, and both of us have some very deserving songs. But I don't think either one of our submissions this month is as... blow me out of the water as it is some months.
I think there's at least a couple of my songs that, like you said, are greatest hits worthy, but I think overall it's a pretty solid playlist.
I think they're both solid, and I liked all of yours. There weren't any that I didn't like and won't be happy to have in the playlist, but we'll see.
Yeah, so you said before that you didn't find a lot of videos.
I did not find many videos, and a lot of the videos I found were not They're just music videos. Mm-hmm. They're not live. They're not live performance videos.
Gotcha. Which not as much as the stuff prefer. We like.
And I will also say that of the songs that I really want to get in, those videos suck. with one or two exceptions.
It kind of comes with the territory. I mean, a lot of these songs are either leftovers or ones that Spotify has learned that we like.
Yes.
Less than 100,000 listeners,
yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Outsidery stuff. And I think it just kind of comes with the territory in that. But
it's interesting. We did our Under the Radar playlist in June, and every playlist since then has featured at least one that was left over from that.
It's benefiting from that.
And also, I don't know about you, but like when I put together a playlist for a month, there's usually one song that I'm really in love with.
Yes.
That may not even be my favorite, but I sort of build everything around that.
Yeah, I do the same. And not even intending to do that.
Next month, October, will be a leftover June song that I'm building a playlist around that I keep trying to get in and it just doesn't fit. So October, I am committing to that song.
I have a song like that too, so it'll be interesting to see if we can make any comparisons on that. I suspect it will be vastly different.
I'm sure, but that's why we're here.
So, can I take a wild stab guess at what your theme is, and you can tell me at the end whether or not I was correct?
Yes.
Is it an English theme?
We'll see.
Okay, make a note in that for later.
So, as always, we've come into this foolishness. And we submit 10 songs to each other in the middle of the month, and you can find links to those songs in our show notes. And now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 songs down, first to 10, and then to the 11 songs that will actually become the finished playlist. And I think Phoebe, being player number one, will start off the ceremony by picking the first one of my songs.
This should not come as a surprise to you.
You know, it slightly is. I love this, and I'm very, very glad you picked it.
I needed this in.
We're listening to Cry Little Sister by Cunning Folk.
Yes.
It's a single from 2024. Tell me why you like this.
It's dark. It's moody. It's a little strained. It's folky. I love this. It's different. Yeah, I love everything about this.
I was hoping this would get picked just so that I could read from Cunning Folk's Spotify bio.
Yeah.
Cunning Folk writes, sings, and plays and produces songs. Cunning Folk leads seasonal rituals and runs the Southeast London Folklore Society, a monthly meeting with talks on a variety of weird subjects. Cunning Folk has played bass guitar in bands, including blah, 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 blah. Cunning Folk has played and sung with these people. Cunning Folk has recorded albums under previous artist names. When not referring to himself in the third person, Cunning Folk is George Hoyle. Posted by Cunning Folk.
Yeah. Do you know, remember where you found this, how you found it?
I'm pretty sure it came up in my release radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like this.
And I like that Spotify found this for me.
Right.
Because I'd never heard of him, didn't know anything about him.
This is the benefit of doing that outsider playlist,
yes.
You know?
Had you heard of him before?
Nope, yep. Never heard of him before.
Nice. Yay!
I'm a fan, though.
I love finding stuff that I haven't found, but I also really love finding stuff that you don't know about.
Yay!
Good work.
So now you're going to pick one of my songs, right?
I am.
Excellent. So we're listening to Scout Niblet, The Duke of Anxiety, from her album The Calcination of Scout Niblet, released in 2010. Yes.
What a badass voice.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And
I wasn't sure you would like this.
I don't think I did at first.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's like, I get it, but I freaking love this.
Yeah. I love the intensity.
Yep.
My only complaint is I wanted it to be longer.
Same.
Uh-huh.
Like I saw in her Spotify bio, she's been compared to Cat Power, PJ Harvey. I can totally hear that.
I can see both.
And it's definitely like, it's the intensity, it's the rawness, it's her attitude.
Yep. Oh, I like that I she adopted the name Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really cool.
Do you remember where you found this?
My Discover Weekly, like 2 months ago.
Very good.
Yeah. And I'd been trying to put it in like a playlist and it just didn't fit right. But I think this was the right one.
Never heard of her before.
I hadn't either.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm a fan. She's English.
Mm-hmm.
She has contributed to Songs Ohio as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's done duets with Will Oldham. Right? I need to go back and find those.
All kinds of good stuff.
Isn't that cool?
So I think now you're going to pick one of your songs.
Correct. I couldn't resist picking Rob Moose and Bon Iver, their song Marvel Room from the album Inflorescence, released in 2023.
Good song.
Yes. I'm glad you like it.
I
thought you would.
I did not really like this at first.
Oh, yeah?
And like,
so there's a trend there,
yeah.
Right? And what was it that you didn't like? Was it just too dramatic?
It's a little too... Dramatic is a good word. It's a little too... Like, I love Justin Vernon. I love Bon Iver. But sometimes he's a little too... angsty,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. I can see that.
But I also just loved it. The more you listen to this, the more you like it. And I got to be a fan. And I'm very glad it's in.
Did you listen to any more of this album?
No, I did not.
It's pretty interesting.
And Rob Moose is a string arranger, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was also in Bon Iver.
In Bon Iver, then
eventually released his own work. And this is, I think, the first of his own solo stuff that he's released from this album.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
But this is fairly old, right, or no?
No, this is 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, it was released last year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and this album, he works with Brittany Howard, Emily King, Phoebe Bridgers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only like a few songs, but it's pretty good.
I knew he had worked with a bunch of different people. And that's super cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Yeah, and the strings work really well with Justin Vernon's voice.
I love the strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like perfect for like the drama in the song and the intensity. All right, now you were picking one of your own songs.
Now I'm picking one of my songs.
Excellent.
We're listening to Illinois by Anna Tivol from the album Small Believer in 2017.
Nice.
This is Anna's second appearance in our playlist. Mm-hmm. Astro Van was from March of this year. What do you think of this?
Oh, I love this. Yeah, I'm so glad you picked this.
This was entered into mine as filler.
Mm-hmm. As filler?
Yeah. And man, it just like, the more I listen to it, there's something just so... There's just like this sweetness in her that just I can't get enough of.
And you can tell it's her too, you know?
Yeah.
It's just very distinct.
I read something somewhere, maybe it was on her Facebook, that said her work is rooted in empathy, justice, creative optimism, and visionary kindness. And like...
That's beautiful.
That's like, that's what we need here.
And she also has like this intense and yet innocent wonder to her voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
I
both quiet and sweet, but also intense at the same time.
Yeah.
I love that other, that Astro Van song, but I think I like this even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my turn. So I think what happens after my turn is that it becomes your turn after that.
Yep, to pick one of your songs.
And then you're going to pick one of mine.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
Here we go.
This should not come as a surprise either, honestly.
This is Trampled Rose by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from the famous album Raising Sand in 2007. This is their second appearance in the playlist, both from the same album. The other was Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us in March of 2021.
Wow, 21.
Back when we were youths. This is, of course, a Tom Waits cover. Why'd you pick this other than that you love her voice and it's magical and wonderful and fantastic?
I wasn't going to pick this because we know them mm-hmm. well, right? And we love them, and we already had it. And I was like, damn it, I have to do it. Like, I love how haunting her voice is yeah. and how mystical and weird and dark. Oh, I love everything about it.
Her sweet little weird voice suits the weirdness of the song in yes. a very unexpected way, I think.
And that guitar in the background, or whatever that is, like, do you know, what's that instrument in the background
yeah,
that's
know.
Like tingling? It just lends this sort of goosebump feeling. It's just, mm-hmm. I love it.
Are you familiar with the Tom Waits version?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, too, like, I don't necessarily think of Tom Waits as writing stuff in weird time signatures. Mm-hmm. But apparently he did for this because the original is the same way.
He has a few songs that are weird like that, though, when you think about it.
He has a lot of songs yeah. that are weird.
You know
in,
what?
In
pretty much all
ways,
of his stuff but, is...
You're not wrong.
No, I appreciate when artists, like, at their level, cover these songs. Mm-hmm. It just... I just love hearing how they take it on with, like, their own strangeness. But
yeah.
also, like, it highlights that weirdness even more, that difference.
It's also wonderful that, like, somebody with a voice as sweet and pure and lovely as Alison Krauss would cover Tom Waits.
Yeah,
you know?
I just love that. All right, that marks number, was that five?
I believe that was the halfway point.
Okay, all right. You were picking one of my songs next.
I am.
We're listening to Orange Peel by Jack Davies and the Bush Chooks from their album The Nighttime, The Wind, The Crocodile, released in 2024.
Is it Chooks or Chooks?
Chooks, Chooks.
Don't
I actually
know.
Have no idea.
And do you know what a Bush Chook is, Chook?
Nope.
According to Urban Dictionary, it's a nickname given to the emu by rural farmers and country folk of Australia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now you know what a Bush Chook is.
Thank you for that.
That's my contribution to the discussion of this song.
I appreciate that.
You may now continue.
Yep. All I know about them, basically, is that they're from West Australia.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they apparently have bush chooks around them.
It's like, it's minimal, but like the background music is mm-hmm. like really interesting, right?
And I love later on when they do the female vocal that comes in
yes.
behind them.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
It's so, the harp is so
yeah.
freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them before?
Don't know anything yeah. about them.
I found them on my Discover Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, thanks Spotify.
My only contribution to knowing anything about them was looking up what a bush chook was. So.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So that was six, so mm-hmm. that was you. No, yeah, no, mm-hmm. that was six.
That was you picking one of my songs,
okay.
That was six.
So now you gotta pick one of mine?
Nope, you're picking one of yours.
I thought I just picked.
I have it right here.
You did it wrong.
How did I fuck up?
You're seven, so you pick one of yours.
Wait, what did we
just
pick?
I just picked this, so now
you
it's your turn.
You picked one of mine. Oh, yeah, I picked one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lol. I read it wrong.
You did. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a professional podcast.
It's not a professional podcast in the slightest. If you came here looking for that, you
mm-hmm.
fucked up.
Right.
As did we. All right, correct. For number seven, I am picking one of my own songs.
Which is what I told you.
Yep, you were right. So I've selected Jennifer Castle, her song Blowing Kisses. It's a single released in 2024. So I have a little story about this song.
Okay. Tell me your story.
So I started watching this TV show recently called The Bear. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I know nothing about it.
It's basically about this world-class chef who takes over his brother's sandwich shop after his brother kills himself, right?
Okay.
And goes through stress and whatever he goes through. And I noticed that this show has like a really good soundtrack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm paying attention to the background music and everything, and I liked it. And anyway, in my Discover Weekly, right, I came across this song, and this was, I want to say, 2 weeks or so before, right? And a week later, I get to season 3 of the show The Bear, and this song comes on in the background, and I'm like, hold up, I know
right,
this song.
Right. Somebody's got good taste.
Like, what the hell? But Spotify is definitely doing some listening and suggesting whatever
right.
the situation
they
is.
They not only know what music that you like, you know, they know what TV shows you're watching.
A little creepy, uh-huh. but you know, it's the Spotify is too good at it, so here mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
I really love this song.
I like it, but I don't think I'm there. There will be at least one song of yours that I wanted to get in that is not going to get in. But that's fine.
No, I love this. Like,
this definitely sounds like a Phoebe kind of song.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yes.
Yep. Nicely done.
I thought this would be one that you either love or you don't really care for.
Neither. I like it. And I think it's a good song, and I love her voice. I love the piano in it. But there again, it's a notch or two below. Something else.
No. This is always the divisive moment. Because
yeah.
I'm like, it's not clicking for you. And I can tell it's not clicking uh-huh. for you the same way it's clicking
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. That's why we do this playlist together, baby. It's like, I like that we don't always agree, but we always come up with 11 great songs.
We do. Anywho, you are picking next, right?
I'm picking one of my songs.
Excellent.
I think. So remember earlier we said there's like one song that you build your entire submission around?
I do remember that conversation.
Reckless Burning by Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter.
Yeah.
From the album of the same name in 2003.
Wow.
Do you like this?
Oh, I love this. This might be my favorite of your songs.
This is not only my favorite of my songs. If the Cowboy Junkies, Ethel Cain, and S.G. Goodman all made a baby, this might be what came out.
This is good shit.
Yeah. Man, I can't fucking believe this song.
Yep. It deserves a, yep. for sure, right?
Yeah. You know what else it deserves?
Yeah.
Yeah, some more bourbon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
So Jesse Sykes, an obsession with Lynyrd Skynyrd drove her to purchase her first guitar at age 12. She later got a BFA in photography from Rhode Island School of Design.
Okay.
Her bandmate, Phil Wanschker, was a member of the famous alt-country band Whiskey Town.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
They've been around since 1999.
Wow.
And their last album was in 2011, but they appear to still be touring. So.
Okay.
Right?
I had no idea.
Had you heard them before?
Nope. Never heard
Man,
of them before.
Man, they're good.
Yeah, I love this.
And this song especially.
Yeah. Your Cowboy Junkies reference totally makes sense.
And there's something in her voice that's S.G. Goodman-like.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I agree.
And walking home, this came up as I was walking, and I was like, I heard Ethel Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also like, oh, this is like the Cowboy Junkies.
You're like, wait a second.
Right. I need to write that in my notes. So that was my turn.
So I'm picking one of yours next.
You're picking one of yours, and that'll be...
Number 9.
That'll be your last pick of the day.
Oh, boy. I know what I'm picking, though. I'm confident.
I hope you pick what I want you to pick.
No, I won't.
Probably not.
I think you know what? We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see, right? I don't know if that face means you're happy or not, but I leave it to you, Big Al.
I'm slightly surprised and very happy that
Yay!
You picked Honeybee by Cassandra Jenkins.
Yay!
From the album Vanity of Vanities, a tribute to Connie Converse in 2017. This is Cassandra's second appearance.
It is.
Her lovely song that I was surprised how lovely was, New Bikini,
mm-hmm.
from February of this year. And did you know this was a Connie Converse song?
Only because I had gone through that album,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, wait, that looks familiar. I've seen that. And
what do you think of that album?
I like it.
I kind of don't.
The Connie Converse album?
The Connie Converse cover album. I just don't think.
Oh, the Connie Converse. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. I actually hadn't listened to that. I thought you were talking about the original, the Connie Converse's songs. Okay. No. I hadn't listened to
the other ones
in
there. No, there's a whole album of covers of hers.
I saw that, but I didn't listen to that.
And curiously, there are two versions of this same song.
Uh-huh.
One opens the album, one closes the album, and the other is very kind of up-tempo and...
I did not listen to that one.
Yeah, it's sort of poppy and it has percussion.
Okay.
And I frankly don't really like it.
Yeah.
And then I heard this at the end and I was like, plus, it goes with the theme.
It does go with the theme.
Uh-huh.
No, I couldn't get this out of my head.
Yeah, the album has all kinds of really good people and people that have been in our playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Amidon, Martha Wainwright, Big Thief, Sarah Jaroz, Laurie Anderson does a song on there.
Mm.
And I kind of don't really like the covers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Connie's songs are so much better when she does them. And, you know, I appreciate people covering her work and all that, but, yeah.
All right, you are picking... I'm picking one of your songs now. Am I? Let me look at the... You're picking one of my songs, Christ.
Have we done this before? Wait.
No.
Wait, what? What's the order?
If I don't have the key in front of me, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I'm picking one of yours.
You are picking one of mine for the 10th song, so that means I should get ready to say something important. Okay, I thought you would like this, and like... So I was talking to myself, I was like, oh, Big Al, he's going to like this. He's going to get it, you know? But there was that little doubt.
This is one of the most stunning songs I've heard from you in months.
I'm so excited about this song.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Ed Askew, his song Moon in the Mind from his album For the World, released in 2013.
And it's much, much older, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a re-release. Mm-hmm. I fucking love this. Oh,
yeah,
everything about his voice.
If you're not aware already, listeners, we do a greatest hits playlist every 11 months, and it will be in, I think, February of this year?
Yes,
you
it will
probably
be in February.
Be hearing this song again.
Of next year,
yep.
I'm so glad you
the piano, his voice, the weird little off-rhythm thing that's going on here. Everything about this song is just stunning.
I don't know, like, I thought that you would love this or think it was too extra, you know what I mean?
No,
and
no,
I don't
no,
think it
everything
is.
Everything about this. I loved this the minute I heard it. I was
Yay!
Like, and did you know him before? I didn't know anything about him.
I only know this because my coworker introduced me to Robert Wyatt.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Through Robert Wyatt, I found Ed Askew.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily think they would be connected, but I see it.
Yeah. I was basically rabbit holing, and then I got to this, and I was like, whoa.
Is Ed Askew British, or?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
I know he's, like, from the same era, and
yeah,
kind of...
Yeah, definitely from the same era. Late
right.
60s, early 70s.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. And he's been making music for, you know, decades, or whatever.
Well,
but...
I read something that, like, he made an album and then kind of stopped.
Yeah, like he made some and then just kind of fell off the face of the earth
right.
kind of thing. And I only found 3 of his albums. But he has like a bunch of like homemade recordings and stuff that people have kind of like traded around kind of
and
thing.
And this is wonderfully sort of lo-fi homemade kind of stuff.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is
stunning. I get goosebumps.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yay. Oh, I'm so glad.
We have 10 very good songs here,
We do. Yep. Once again.
Okay. Well, I think the time has come for a little reckoning.
Okay, what the fuck does that mean? At this point, we've picked our 10 songs, and now it's time to compare our ballots that we marked before the ceremony began to see how we did.
Player 1, who rotates each month, who in this case was Phoebe, will ring the chime of Thelonious. the correct number of rings corresponding to her correct number of picks.
Then, play number two, who was Big Al this month, will ring the chime in the same manner. And whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
These can either be songs that didn't get picked already from this playlist, or any song, really.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
In case of a tie, which happens often, we have a tiebreaker. Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game, aka the Squirrely Ball of Confusion, will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball, which is now Big Al, will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie, and therefore the Lord Protector of Frank, also known as the Primate of All-Star Supremacy, for the following month.
So, Phoebe, I think you are up with the chime. I hate it when you do that. I hate it when you sneak in that little last one.
Do you hate it? Do you love it?
No, that's such an asshole move. Like, I think you got 8 and then you got 9. That's just annoying. Stop that.
Ooh. I feel like your prediction was right.
You got 9, I got 8.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Hooray,
Frank
hooray.
Stays with you for another month and gives you another opportunity to forget him next month.
Yay. Jeez.
Oh, man. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. So as the winner of this month's playlist, and as the once again crowned Lord Protector of Frank, thank you, the two songs that I'm selecting for Big Al to pick from are Ora Coggins, Ruler of My Heart, and Y-Oaks, I Learned It From You. So Big Al, what's our final pick 11th song going to be? I see you've selected Y-Oak, I Learned It From You.
I like both of these a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how you felt about them, which is kind of why I wanted to get your opinion on it by submitting them.
I think I liked the other one more initially, and I still liked them both. And this one I sort of went up and down a little bit too, but this is real interesting.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
This is from their album, Every Day Like the Last, released in 2023, by the way. And it's the duo, Jen Wasner and Andy Stack.
I like this. The Ora Coggan was really interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
And it's a song that has been in our playlist again by, was that the original?
The Irma Thomas.
Which is wonderful. I like the original so much more that it was kind of hard for me to grasp into.
I like the original more, but I thought this was the first that I heard such an interesting take on it.
I agree.
And I still thought it was good. And
it's
I was like, you know
song.
What? I'll submit it and see
it's
what you
It's a
think.
Really good song.
Yeah.
But this to me is a little more magical.
Yeah.
I think we've made a good playlist with 11 songs. They all sort of go together pretty well, I think. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Uh-huh. Yay!
Hooray!
Good work.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a little break here. You can listen to a little music, and we'll be back in a minute or two and talk about some other stuff and some stuff that didn't get in and whatever.
All fun things.
So congratulations again. You have managed to retain the Frank.
Yay! Hopefully I don't fucking forget him
exactly.
Next time, right?
Good work.
Yeah.
We've got 11 really good songs here, baby.
We do. I'm proud.
Do you still, what do you think my theme was? Something British.
I said English. Mm-hmm. Is there an English theme in there? Okay.
The theme was slow.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And like the Jesse Sykes song,
mm-hmm.
The Watson Twins cover.
Yep. You're right.
Was like a slowed down version.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It makes sense when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I always overthink your themes.
Right. My themes are not that complex. And again, like, I found that Jesse Sykes song, and I was like, oh, this, like, I need to base the next month of my life around listening to this song as often as possible.
Yeah, I get it. That Reckless Burning is, it's top tier.
I think both the Jesse Sykes and the Ed Askew are like absolute.
I was so happy when I found the Ed Askew.
Yeah, I need to hold these songs close to my heart for a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm glad that you liked it.
Are there any songs that you wish to discuss, either yours or mine, which did not get in? Or do you wish to say anything else about ones that did get in?
I'm not
upset. Do you
wish
to just drink bourbon?
You know? I'll drink bourbon to the end of days here, but cheers to that.
That was us clinking glasses, listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Chicken and Feeds.
I only wanted to know what you thought of, and my own opinion of this song has changed.
Yes.
The Yola song that I submitted, mm-hmm. that one, and the Iron and Wine.
Uh huh.
I wanted to.
Those are both good to talk about.
Yeah.
The Yola song, I love her voice. I love the presentation. I think I just wanted it to do something other than just go on too long and her get louder.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I thought. I thought you would think it's, what did you say last time? There's too many notes going on in there. And it's like, I know that like, you've made this point that like, you can sing these notes or whatever, but you want more interest or something.
I love her voice. If it had ended a minute sooner,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have picked that song.
Fair enough.
But it was just kind of like, okay, you could be loud.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It started up here for me and kind of just like listening to my other ones more. I was like, this is too good a playlist to be like.
fair.
This is not going to make the cut for me, and I didn't think it would make the cut.
No,
for me,
it was interesting because you started your submissions, like, listeners, we put these songs in order. We send them to each other in the middle of the month. We listen to them in order, and we listen to them as they are sent to us, which is like, I, for one, put a lot of effort into putting
mine
in order. You know, it's like you want to have this presentation.
I spend at least a couple days on that.
Playlisting partner. And I loved how that song started, and I was like, oh, fuck, this is good.
Yep.
And then it was kind of like, okay,
yeah.
It was good.
Yep. It kind of had a similar mm-hmm. effect on me, too.
Yeah. I'm glad we agree.
Yeah. The Iron and Wine, though.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's two things. One, I've kind of heard it too much.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I listened to that song
you know,
a ton.
With
maybe
Iron
not
and
exactly
Wine,
when it
like,
came out, but like, I was super into him.
See, I wasn't.
Way back in the aughts.
I was not hip.
You weren't.
To the Iron and Wine until like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. So. And the other thing is, there are like, I think, six songs on that EP.
Mm-hmm.
That's no better than my third favorite. Yeah, I think Woman King is like a really great fucking
it
Iron
is.
Wine song.
Yeah.
And Evening on the Ground,
mm-hmm.
the last one on that, both of those are maybe in my top three or four Iron and Wine songs.
This is a solid EP. Like,
yeah.
I really
And
really
I love the one
it.
You submitted, the mm-hmm. Freedom Hangs Like Heaven. But, yeah, just it didn't, like, and again, there's like too many good songs in your playlist.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. No, and when I was selecting two songs for you to pick from, to pick the 11th song, I was thinking about submitting the Iron and Wine, and I was like, you know what? No, let's try somebody that we don't know well and hasn't been in the playlist, you know, all the stuff.
Yep.
So I'm glad that I selected what I did.
I have only one bone to pick.
Uh-oh. Okay, what is it?
Okay, I'll ask you another question first.
Mm-hmm.
Silly Lily.
Silly Lily? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you think?
I didn't really, it wasn't for me.
Okay.
Like, I liked it, but not enough to pick it. You had other ones in there that I was just like, these need to get in before anything
else. I was surprised. I put Silly Lily in sort of as filler, and then I came to like, like the little response thing. I kind of fell in love with that song against my better judgment.
Against your better, I thought it was a good song though. You know,
Silly Lily also holds the record, I think, for the artist about whom I could find the least information possible.
Ooh.
There was like absolute. I looked up Silly Lily, and a bunch of Silly Lilies came up.
Not the Silly Lily.
Don't think are the same Silly Lily.
And listeners, just for your reference, Silly Lily has less than 5,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
So there's some reference for you.
But here's the bone to pick. Talk to me about the Peter Mulvey.
I know. Oh my God. I literally have it highlighted on my notes.
And you know who Peter Mulvey is.
Who is he?
Aw. Peter Mulvey is the third Redbird. Yeah.
I thought his name sounded familiar, but I didn't do any research on Peter Mulvey. I did really like that song, though.
I thought that was like... Yeah. And I, like, I kind of picked the Anna Tivol knowing that you would pick the Peter Mulvey.
It's funny because I had Anna Tivol selected as what I was going to pick, but then I got scared that you were not going to like the Cunning Folk as much. And I was like, okay, I need to pick this for the Cunning Folk first.
Well, I was picking the Cunning Folk anyway.
I know that.
Right. I was picking the Cunning Folk as my first of my two picks.
Wow.
But then you picked him first. Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'm doing so well. If Phoebe picked the Cunning Folk, then surely she's going to pick the Peter Mulvey, too. So I'm just going to go, I need that Anna Tivol to get in.
Is that what you wanted me to pick on my last pick? And I went and picked the other one?
Yeah. That's all right.
I picked the Honeybee instead.
I voted for the Cassandra Jenkins, and I was super happy that got in.
Yeah, okay. So I'm glad you at least voted for that.
I was not unhappy that got in.
I would say submit Peter Mulvey again. Mm-hmm. We have not heard the last of Peter Mulvey. I really do love that song.
Having said that, stay tuned for a different song maybe next month. I'm not gonna say it. Anyway, you got anything else you need to talk about? Like, what else?
That was it, really.
Yeah.
Like, we were kind of, for the most part, pretty in tune this month, right?
I think we got 11 songs that go together really well.
And when you sent me yours, like, I kind of immediately was like, oh, these definitely have a huge potential to not only go well together, but, like, almost was cultivated by one person.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what we have created here this month.
I'm really glad you like the Cunning Folk because
I love the Cunning Folk.
I thought that might be a little too...
Nope.
Sort of, like, strange for the sake of being strange.
It's kind of like when you think of Tom Waits, you're just like, okay, you're either going to love this guy or you're going to wonder what the fuck is happening and is everybody around you a nut?
Yep. We're not referring
really
to
like
himself
that.
In the third person.
I want that on a t-shirt.
We're not referring to himself in the third person. Big Al is actually...
..
Right.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Big Al, for making another wonderful and fun and invigorating playlist with me.
Exactly, baby. Yeah. This was always fun, and I think you did a good job this month, as always.
Yay. Thanks for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our Silly Little Podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We're recorded every month in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to our finished order playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
You can visit our podcast home on the internet by searching at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, our intro episode, as well as videos of a lot of songs that we've been talking about. Feel free to email us questions or suggestions at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Buffalo Trace Bourbon Whiskey for helping recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by E's Jammy Jams. Accordion music is by Andrew Huang. We find a lot of great background music from Blue Dot Sessions, and all of our music credits are listed in our show notes.
Thanks to Ed Askew.
Thanks to Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends. Love is with your brother.